We should have said started by after the open close as of the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have this agenda in front of us. And then I don't know whether someone wants to get the item or whatever.
Thank you, Chair. Can we add an item on introduction?
Can we add a item on gender based violence?
Thank you very much. My name is Grace Bedin. I'm a member of the Steering Committee on Multi-Party Women's Caucus. Thank you. And
My name is Temba Karimbaka, and I'm a common advisor for the Multi-Party Women's Caucus.
I'm
Joy Watson. I'm the senior research fellow.
No, I didn't hear that.
Don't
be fast. I mean the organization.
Ground Up. It's a new news organization, but it's in
Ground Up.
Lieutenant Chairperson, Zan Lenguana from PMG.
From what?
PMG.
I'm Chair. I'm Gezalde Gruppen, survivor of human trafficking, author of Exit, and also a member of the Human Trafficking Coalition, and also of the Embrace Community, the founder of the organization of Israel Beach.
Afternoon, I'm Savannah Estridge. I'm an intern with Embrace Identity.
I'm Thabo Salani, doing communications for the
Okay. Can we ask you to come here? We don't know whether you are the guest. You are the guest and you are picking me or what?
Never had people speaking there. I think I wanted to know who you are.
So here we are, what I'm going to ask your company that you must explain to us what you did like this before we go forward.
Grandas is a South African news website that tells South African stories that South Africans need to know, and women's rights and social grant labor, that's the kind of things we focus on at the moment. And they employed me to be a parliamentary reporter for the next 6 months.
Okay, we know what university is doing. They have been with us for quite some time. Okay, thank you. Now we understand the rule we have here. Does anyone want to comment? That's fine. All right. The item that you are supposed to see is 5 now. The briefing on the International Women's Conference. You're wrong. To be held, there is also this. To be held. To be held on the 29th, 15th to the 30th. I think we spoke about this. Most of the members know that we have this International Women's Conference, and then what we have been told that is that it is divided into two. The first day is going to be a women's conference, provinces and parliaments.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be dealing with you still have to go to
yes.
So we are going to allow the joy to tell us what is happening, how far have they gone with this. And the 4.1 is discussion on summit with stakeholders on responses to the report of the SALRC project. Remember what we had the information that we had a meeting with the deputy minister, and also the law reform. I think people still remember. The 4.2 meeting with the PC on justice on this position on the report. Well, a decision was taken, but we haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we must discuss this and take a decision here. The project one is the sexual offender, adult prostitution. And number 5 is the safety. And starting to change the next up, the one that we had was the 20th. Meeting with the South African police on the justice in trafficking. We are going to talk about it when we arrive at and we are supposed to have closure. I close the meeting there. We have got the whole afternoon to ourselves. So we are going to the first one, the way forward.
Thank you, Jason. So, members will recall that I have presented this document before, so I won't go through it in any great detail. Just to say that the even international conference and the focus is on women in the world of work. There are 3 themes. One is women in the world of work. The second is on how sexual violence against women and sexual harassment impacts on women's ability to be productive in the economy.
if I can maybe just explain that the workshop is hosted by the presiding officers in partnership with the Women's Caucus. But the first day before the conference, there's a preparatory workshop, and that workshop is hosted by the Women's Caucus. So the idea is that there are 3 days, the Tuesday, the Wednesday, the Thursday. The Tuesday will be a closed group that is hosted by the caucus, and we are inviting provinces, the CWPs and the women's caucuses to come to Parliament. And the idea behind that is that that will then be a space for members to prepare for the workshop. So I've handed out, because let me just also say that yesterday there was a meeting with Speaker and the Chair of the National Council of Provinces and with Honourable Didiza, and so they have made changes to the programme which I still have to implement. But the programme for the first day, which is the workshop to prepare, I've handed out at the beginning, that has been changed. We will start at 9 o'clock with opening remarks from Honourable Madisi. Then we will go into locating the workshop, why the theme for the conference is important, how the provinces can be involved in taking up the issues of the conference, and we will look at how we use the women's caucuses and the CWPs to take up gender issues in the legislature. And we've asked Honourable Didiza to give their, those opening comments, so she will do that address. From there, they have suggested that there be a setting the scene, which the chairperson of the Women's Caucus would do. And really that is about looking at how we use the caucuses and the CWPs to take up gender issues in legislatures and to initiate some thoughts on that. So the chairperson would lead us in that discussion. From there, we will move into, as I said, there are 3 themes for the conference, and we will move into those 3 themes. So we will start by looking at what the barriers and the challenges in implementing policies and laws that promote the economic activity of women, because the conference deals with women and economic empowerment, and how can the CWPs and the caucuses look at issues of women and economic empowerment, and Speaker has requested that the names of the people who you see facilitating those requests from the Speaker's office. We then have a tea break, and after tea we look at the second theme of the conference, which is gender-based violence and its impact on the world of work. And we look at the South African legal framework, social stereotypes on the role of women in society, and again how CWPs and the women's caucuses can take up the issue of gender-based violence and its impact on work. And the facilitator there is Ms. Lisa Fett, and again these are recommendations from the Speaker's office. In the afternoon we will look at gender justice and human rights, and look at policies and laws to facilitate gender-sensitive workplaces, and again the role of CWPs and the caucuses in acting on this. And the suggestion was that somebody from the CGE would facilitate that session. At the end of the day, we would look at developing action plans for the... So the idea is that we take the conference themes and we work into the action plans of the caucuses and the CWPs, and we develop that at the end of the day, and the idea is that that will then be presented to the conference on the next day. And the suggestion there was that Honourable Didiza would take that and present that at the conference, the first day of the conference. And then the chairperson of the Women's Caucus would do the closing remarks at the end of the day. So that is the preparatory workshop. Chairperson, I must just indicate to you that initially there had been tight numbers on who would attend this. So there was numbers from the provinces and numbers from the members of the caucus. I've since been told that by the end of the day we need to get an invitation out to all the members of the PC on women to be a part of only day one. And then there will be, because the provinces have asked, the caucuses and the provinces have asked to allow more members, there is an issue around accommodating more people in the main part of the conference that apparently it affects catering and other issues. So the suggestion is that the numbers from the provinces will be increased, but they may only attend day one, and that the PC and women would attend day one, but obviously the chairperson would attend the rest of the conference. So those are the suggestions to accommodate the request for more people to attend. I think that the issue is around the logistics and the numbers. And then, honourable members, you will see at the end of the concept paper, there is a programme there for the actual conference, but that, as I said, is subject now to change based on feedback from the presiding officers. But really, it is located around those three themes. We would be looking at women in the world of work, we'd be looking at the role of violence, and we'd be looking at the role of parliament. So there will be plenary sessions, and then there will be three breakaway sessions that focus on those themes as well. At the end of the conference, the idea is that we would have a set of resolutions that we adopt, and the resolutions are for our national parliament, for our caucuses in the provinces, and for the parliaments that are coming from outside of the country. The idea also is that over and above the resolutions, that some of the activities that come out of this must be built into the plans of the women's caucuses nationally and provincially. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, then, think that they will then implement the resolutions that will be taken out of the conference. That's my question. Because we are expecting female members of parliament who are serving in different committees to push the gender issues forward in their committee. So if then you exclude them, then how do you think that they will, raise all those issues that are gender sensitive to. I think that's basically my input.
Thanks, Jeff.
Can it mean that I apologize? I have my portfolio committee meeting, so that's why I think that. Chair, I think I want to support what Honorable Zach is saying. Because if this is meant for mainstreaming gender within the work of legislature, how do you lead women, particularly the executive? And Chair, I would want to suggest further on top of what Honorable Professor has raised, that I think you need a session with all women to engage on the topical issues, and we go there with the mandate. Those that will be going there, they must go with the mandate of the Women of Parliament. You cannot go there and take a decision and expect somebody to implement which was not part of the decision, of the discussion. I think to accommodate them, of which it might be, if we don't win the battle of getting all of them to participate, but there must be a session where they are being engaged, and they must then have a resolution or mandate from those women on these topical issues, and therefore it will then be a good thing to bind people with the decision that they've engaged with, because that one is undemocratic. Something else that we are talking about that is being presented here. It's something else which actually didn't agree with the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. How do you say that you're going to have resolution that binds people who are not part of the contract? And they are within the institution. And Chair, we must actually welcome the decision of the Speaker to host this conference, because it's long time that we said we'd want to see our Speaker behaving gender issues within the legislature, which is something very good, we appreciate. But excluding those that have been supposed to implement or assist her to implement those decisions, so that seems to. That's my
introduction.
Can you introduce it? Manako. Oh, nothing much in the scene. I enjoyed in Pope. The village in the land of the truth.
Remember?
Oh, I remember I am out of party. Steering committee.
Okay. Before we go forward, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Thabo Lesotho. I don't normally come to this portfolio committee meeting, but in as much as it concerns the issue of gender equity, I thought to come in today. Not as someone who would present, but as someone who pretty much would be interested in the broader issues raised by the committee. So that's my.
But you are not
before the conference, I don't think it's going to be possible. Look at the time. time, that conference is the end of the month. Unless if we have a formal multi-party caucus next week, and then we address it. If we don't do that, then it's possible, I think we're going to have a trouble. We won't be able to achieve what Honorable Simone is saying. In case, because we don't know what the preparations are there, so they would have their own, maybe they have their own idea why they're excluding us. But at the end of the day, and I think this is what we tried to, the message that we tried to send last year, and we're not taking seriously. We are sending that message, and that message should be loud and clear. That we are the multi-party women's caucus. Whatever will be discussed here should be implemented by us. But if we are excluded from that meeting, then we're not going to see something that we're not going to do as women. So we need to have a delegation as soon as possible, that will go to the speaker and the leader of this parliamentary things outside parliament, with the deputy speaker is the one who chairs it. I forgot the name of that committee. But he chairs
sectoral
committee, parliament. Yeah. We need to have a delegation to them and say to them, if they exclude women, then we won't be able to be part of that as well.
Yeah. You know, the secretary that we're talking to, Joyce, and then,
following this is that we need to be resolved at a political level, but the explanation that was given is that there is resources to accommodate 250 people, and so of that 250, from what I understand, the Women's Caucus has 8 members, then the provinces have, and then there's also international guests who are attending. Because the provinces have asked us to increase their numbers as well, the decision was that we can increase it, but only for the preparatory workshop. So they come to that first day where it's the preparatory workshop, and they give their inputs. So they then mandate those who are attending the rest of the conference to speak on their behalf. What will happen then to those provincial members is that we've been asked to think about a parallel program for them, so they would maybe go and visit NGOs. Suggestion was around women on farms. And in the same way that the members of the PCN women would give input into the document that guides the conference, but that they would not be accommodated at the conference. So I think that it's something that needs to be taken up politically. I think for now, though, that the issue around the provinces' attendance has already been communicated to them, that they can increase their numbers, but only for the first day, and then there's a set number of provinces that can attend the main event.
Okay.
It's a problem that we are saying that to you, but we are echoing our problems here. in our views yet. If this time around they are not taking us seriously, then we should not attend this conference. Simple as all that.
Yes.
Because whose mandate? For instance, if the speaker stands there and say on behalf of Parliament, on whose behalf? Because she wants to represent women on their views here. We cannot talk about women as something, you know, some other thing. We are not some other thing. We're not a case. We are even the majority of South Africa, not only here, but in all the countries, women are in majority. So we should not be too satisfied away. If we have to have this conversation to the speaker, if they don't agree that women should be there, then we are not going to attend there as well. Because who will be representing? They will be lying and talking about women's issues as by the way. Women by the way, and they should not be too as by the way. These are pertinent questions that, I mean, topics that are here, you know, very important topics. Women and economy, and you know, in part of what, being part of the economy. It's a problem that we know that it's a problem in South Africa. So which women are we representing when we don't talk about the issues that we have, the problems that we have, and see how to tackle them as a country or international or wherever. Because it's a problem, it's a serious problem. So we should participate, but not mandating ourselves. We have to be mandated by other women. If they are not going to be part, then we cannot be part of the conference. Because it will get talk show, it will end up being talk show.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if people want to spend money,
mm-hmm.
and they will spend money for, even if there are two people coming, as long as they have spent money for sectoral mm-hmm. parliament, and it cannot be that way.
I think the issue is not the party. To me, Chair, the issue is not the party. Because immediately when you start to increase the number of people from provinces, therefore that you've got enough.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you want to extend the program outside the conference, saying they will visit that and this, or they'll do their own oversight in
mm-hmm.
Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
This means that you have a lot of money to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that should not be an issue. And senior as members of parliament, you are not coming from, you know, heaven or somewhere. We are also representing our own constituencies down there.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to increase the provinces, why is it difficult not to increase the number of members of parliament?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that difficult? Why do they want to exclude us from the 2 and the 3? Because that's where major decisions will be taken.
Mm-hmm.
Are you through?
Yeah.
Okay. So political buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go there. Mm-hmm. We have to approve that one.
I'm not quite sure.
I think
honorable members, they are correct. You see, Chair. In this time, there is a particular trend of the weakness, which I'm worried about. When there are conference, when there are oversights, I'm sorry I must bring the oversight issues, when there are oversights on the international conference or what, there is just a tendency of excluding committees that are dealing with those specific issues. It's just that sense, besides being issues of being dealing with issues of women. If you remember when it was climate change, committees have to find that these things is our jurisdiction. And you ask yourself, who is going to be the delegation of parliament if this multi-party is not part of that delegation? Who's going to represent this parliament if this committee is not part of the delegate? So I think, I don't think Chair should actually jump to this thing with you only. The multi-party committee, steering committee must go there again, meeting the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So that we understand what is this thing actually, because it's a tendency that is displaying itself in this parliament.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even ourselves only. throughout committees. When there is an issue, if it is something that has to fly out or have a free lunch, so the people are being selected to do those things. When there is work that needs to be done, committees are the ones that must do the work. It's not right. And that tendency needs to be stopped. Thank you.
You know, comrades, the first time this thing was introduced to us, two babies came here. And they were very eager to meet us. And Joy was assisting. And you remember we went to meetings in the speaker's office. Some of them failed.
Yes.
And here we are now. Joy is the one who's coming here. I just want to understand, who are we? Why was there an establishment of this committee? And in the first instance, they made Joy to come and say things that she will never be able to answer. First and foremost, Joy is saying, this is an event of the speaker and the multi-party, which multi-party comprises of all women. Now, the way they are doing it, it loses. Now, for me, I think it's a futile exercise that we're talking here. We want to make the you know, I get so agitated by this because we wrote a letter to Valid. And all of a sudden there's a response that comes. I wanted to Natura to tell you, because this is very serious, really, that we wrote a letter as a structure to the speaker. And we are a committee of parliament, the Women's Caucus. And they should really take it into consideration that Tina, we work under Malaga. She has made a budget speech here, and told people that we are going to be going ahead with this and this and this. And this is what they do to us. Because if you look at this, Ubuyo is going to come and make a presentation here. Ubuyo, she's not within the formations of women. It's long Ubuyo Gaseko. She has been sitting in that thing of the National Democratic Trevor. She hasn't been with us for quite some time. Yes. Ubuyo.
No,
why should Lisa Benton be, you know, above us everywhere? And if we don't know what we are doing, who Lisa, who came here to us when we still had the status of women, and popularized her. Today she's the one who's coming to talk to us. We must just listen, we can't contribute. Who are we? What are we supposed to be doing here? CTE, of course. Yesterday we talked about CTE. I'm surprised that we are honest. Because this is ridiculous. Mina, I want us to make it clear right now that if they are, this is undermining us. They must just take us out of the whole thing and continue with their thing, because we feel that it is enough now. And the only way we can do that is going to talk to them. We need a meeting, a very urgent meeting with the speaker. Very urgently. Otherwise, we're going to go to the media. Yes.
Look at what I said at the end.
In the communication in Parliament. Yes.
Action plan for women's contacts and CWC. Why should we be led by policy?
No, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
mind of what everything that
we're not clever.
About the report on adult prostitution, the deputy minister of justice,
on his brief reporting that the report was at the time referred to cabinet. Consideration and to formulate a policy. The deputy minister, during the brief, hinted about the recommendation contained in the report not being in support of decriminalization and sex work, and even said even the cabinet is divided over this. The deputy minister of justice then requested to meet with the chairperson of the multi-party, wherein he briefed the chairperson about the report on adult prostitution that one should be released later that month. The deputy minister informed the chairperson that the cabinet was unable to take a position with regard to legal reform, and that the report recommended either continued criminalization with option of diversion of partial decriminalization where the buyer is criminalized, not the seller. You remember our concept?
Yes.
The report on adult prostitution was released on the 26th May 2017, and the Minister of Justice reported that the Cabinet supported the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development decision not to make a policy choice with regards to adult prostitution. The Minister also promised that the Department will conduct extensive public consultation on the report. On the 31st May 2017, the Deputy Minister and the South African Law Reform Commission briefed the multi-party caucus about the contents and recommendations as contained in the report on adult prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
At the present moment, the Minister of Justice has not yet undertaken those public consultations. When the ANC held its policy conference, now we can talk about. The media reported that the delegates from Housing during the Social Transformation Committee's discussion had proposed that the ANC adopt a policy on decriminalization of sex work. The proposal for decriminalization of sex work was not part of the discussion document for social transformation that was circulated before the conference. It was reported that during the report back session, the proposal was not accepted, citing that the proposal did not go through the necessary steps before being launched as a proposal during the conference. So it's still pending.
Mm-hmm.
This therefore means the decriminalization of sex work is not on the cards for the ruling party, as the resolution of the policy conference will be adopted on the next week before the conference to be held in December. The adopted resolution will form part of the community manifesto before the next election to be held. The ANC Women's League was once in 2012 in support of decriminalization of sex work and had hoped that the issue would be adopted at Mangaung, if you remember. Taking a look at the Mangaung resolution to decriminalization of sex work, was not among the resolutions adopted, then explaining why the cabinet was not able to take a position. The ANC Women's League did not make any pronouncement after the release of the Law Reform Commission's report. What did they say really? The way forward for the multi-party Women's Caucus in relation to lobbying and advocating for decriminalization of sex work: one, the steering committee need to take a decision about the way forward. Discussion on summit stakeholders on responses to reports. That's why I'm looking. Then we can discuss.
Okay.
Yeah,
then
sure.
I was not going to suggest that maybe that should have been
wrong. As Makoska has always issued that one.
that is our concern. And the Women's League, Jolo ka ha itho ko mangawo. Uno sa tsene ka yetsa, ha iba isa hlahini. Ha o tsene ka yetsa. Hey. Re sa tsa le mola as Women's League mo ne re le. Way forward for the multi-partisan caucus in relation to lobbying and advocacy for decriminalization of sex work. Initially, the Danibuza actually mobile in our meeting, and the hope that is in a concern. I come to be called Banteta, and we've been Teta on a list, but we're very new. The steering committee need to take decision about the way forward, about whether the multi-partisan caucus will continue with its effort to lobby and advocate for the criminalization of sex work, taking into consideration the aforementioned. To communicate, agreed upon decision, various civil society organizations that the multi-party women's focus had engaged must fire a pen. Ito? Okay. Ito?
Okay. Yeah. We discussed it and our position at the ANC. I would say it's just the width of the ANC that we have agreed that we'll keep on lobbying. And I mean, the policy, our policy will be discussed in our conference in December, so we'll keep on lobbying. So it's a work in progress. But from the ANC side, we cannot say anything on decriminalization until lobbying then it becomes an official position from the ANC.
No, no, Chair, I want to concur with the process. Just to indicate that in when the Women's League towards the conference held a consultative meeting, this issue was discussed, but it was not ready to be processed because there were other legal matters that came out of that discussion. That's why it couldn't be taken to the policy conference. Yes.
That's why it couldn't be taken to the policy conference,
yeah,
by the Women's League.
Mm.
And so how did it come up in the policy conference? Can you explain to us?
No, Chair, I'm saying the Women's League couldn't finalize the matter in that in the consultative conference. Therefore, we went to the conference with that position. So, and by the way, the discussion document of the ANC was meant for public, and there were a lot of people making input in those discussion documents. But as the Women's League, we couldn't actually have a position because that meeting couldn't lead us to that decision because there were still a lot of issues that need to be dealt with.
Now, taking into consideration your response, when coming just because what you are saying is very important because we are the living part in South Africa and we can't be seen to be avoiding other things.
Mm.
I want us to delete this paragraph. I'm going to read it to you.
Mm.
This therefore means that the criminalization of sex work is not in the heart of the living part. And the resolution of the policy council will be adopted. It has got nothing. It defeats the whole thing.
No, who wrote that thing?
No, it's us. This is our content person.
Chair, I agree with you that
that's why we brought it here.
Yes, that's why it must be removed because nothing would not be in the agenda of the ruling party because parties represent the views of people. And it's still discussion. We're still discussing. At some point, probably would reach that agreement.
Yeah, that's why they demand that we would not just give us what we take
out.
Because now I thought this is our Bulala Land. Is that fine?
Yeah.
And now what is it?
Because that document is not, it was meant for you, Chair, not for the.
No. Don't stop
waiting.
No. No, you cast you a low to make content person. And if I ally together with me, this is an
okay.
Hey. So I think you have
other political parties within a multi-party women's caucus, let's debate it, talk about it, and then later on, maybe next year we can then pronounce ourselves. But in the meantime, us as the women's caucus, we'll find a way of debating this and talking about it in our own ANC circles.
Now, maybe before Uzekeki, I think I'm concerned. I think we are African National Congress leading in Parliament. And hence we wanted, you remember I once said Yusufuna Unazoro Sina AmoCP in our agenda is that it could be must have a political discussion. Yes, and we didn't follow that up. Now we have such things. And we would like really to have the insight of things before we can even contribute to them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let us take it back to the study.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You see,
yeah. But Chair, nothing. Chair, through you, Chair. Because this is the resolution of the women of South Africa through us.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot say we put it on hold. We continue to engage various political parties until we reach consensus and formulate the position that will be taken to cabinet or whatever structure that must be implemented.
Yeah. That even will assist us when we discuss this. We have the different opinions from different information. We are not going to leave it just like they say. Yes,
I think a check as part of our discussion going forward, we should also include your PC on justice.
And again, before the decision of study, also we are talking about the committee. You remember that was our last recommendation last committee that we need to address meeting with them.
In fact, we took two decisions, which was that as the deputy minister presented to the caucus, he made a recommendation that the caucus itself should engage with interested parties regarding the outcome of the report. We then said, no, we will have an engagement where we call a summit, allow the responses from stakeholders on the report. We then also said that we would also have a meeting with the issue on justice, also an understanding of what is their approach to the report.
Yeah. And also if we have that, I think it's going to assist us for taking a decision. Well informed, but yeah.
No, Chair, I wanted to say that the decision to have the summit is still relevant whether we have a decision or not. Because it's important that even if we have not managed to convince political parties to take that decision, this multi-party has a responsibility to feedback to those women to say, this is what we have done, the matter is still here, so that people must know that the work that we are doing on this issue was not just bring them to the round table, there's nothing that we are doing.
Now we need a press statement.
That's something to say about it.
Before we have the summit, or we wait for the summit.
The summit, the summit, the statement should be said. But just to meet before you
go. If you remember, we had said, in order for us to convene that summit with stakeholders, to issue a statement indicating that we are inviting interested parties to make their submissions to the committee on the report. Hence, we have that submit subsequent to the first group statements that would have been issued, inviting them to make submissions.
Yeah, but isn't it procedural to meet the PCO on the
yes. Indeed, hence on the draft program, we suggested the 6th of September was to meet with the PCO justice, and the tentative dates that were suggested for the summit were the 15th and 16th of September.
Okay. We are still on the board, right? So we keep it that way. So we have adopted number 4.1. And together with 4.2. Five, which is now 5.7. Consideration of the draft report on the strategic framework on the 20th June 2017. You must transpire then, by the way.
Shall we head to the strategic plan on the CWP? Yes.
Many people were not there. Number 8 last. I'm meeting with staff on so many things that came out of the discussion today, DPV. So they are the kind of thing.
Yeah.
We said we are putting it on the agenda.
Yes, we forgot.
I thought maybe it's number 6-7.
No, number 7 is something else we had already decided.
Okay.
And we have written a letter already to
what?
To Manu.
Which
is the Funa as in the next Nazika 8. We wanted, that is why I said yesterday, it is going to give us a chance, which is because of Funa.
So we can also make your GBV.
Yes. We must have prepared. Now we didn't succeed to go there. Why is there this incident here? Okay.
Yes.
That's why I put my hand up. Can you ask the secretary to... She kept on running away from the boyfriend. She was 26 years old. She kept on running away from the boyfriend, but the boyfriend will find a way of tracing her back. I mean, she was running to an extent of going to her bed to run away from him because then he was abusing her. And she ran away and he will find a way of bringing her back here. She's from Kalinich. This woman, a very young, beautiful woman, she's 26 years old. She was found dead at a stadium. She was left beaten to death and left at the stadium. But what happened before that, the boyfriend went to the family and said, I've not seen Abue for some time. And
the boyfriend went to Joburg.
No, he went to Joburg. Esther and Abue ran away to Joburg. He went to Joburg and brought her back in for Kailich. So the boyfriend went to the family and said, I've not seen her for some time. And then after that thing, that visit to his parents, Abue was found dead at the stadium. They said the family, when they went to the mortuary to go and identify him, they could not even identify him. That's how badly she was beaten. They said her eyes had popped out, and even the brain
is
just
a big gash.
So it's a very painful death. What he said yesterday is the ANC is that we've seen that matches are not as effective as we want them to be. Now it's about time that we talk to the Minister of Police. And we have agreed that in the next group, the Minister of Police must come, not only to the first group, but to the multi-party women's caucus. Because it affects every woman in South Africa. Women have been killed, and this is August month. And we have agreed that yesterday, the chairperson of the multi-party women's caucus must issue a statement on behalf of us as multi-party women's caucus, and we should send out a message, out a clear message, that we have to deal with the perpetrators, and whoever has killed Adiwe must be punished. The problem was that today there's going to be a memorial service today, but before the memorial service, which is happening, there's a march now, I think now, during this afternoon, that will be from Kylie Church to somewhere, but it's a march. Women are coming together and saying we should stop the no for the killings. And then later on during the day, it's
going to be memorial service. So we had said that whoever is available must go there, but consequent to that, concurrently, so the our chairperson should write a statement that goes to the media about the killings of women and send our condolences to the family. And we think that we need to do something as a Women's Month, August, and we should be at the center stage of making sure that violence against women against it. And the minister, when he comes next week, he has to be clear. I think the letter that you're going to write to him, he must tell us exactly what are the plans from his department to deal with violence against women. We don't want to hear stories, because at times there were, what we talked about yesterday at the ANC was that other women will go there, but the police will be saying that they're not trained in dealing with that. You know, when you come and
dealing with what?
When violence against women. When you come, human trafficking, for instance, as well. They're not trained to deal with that. When you come and report someone who's lost, they want you to wait for 24 hours when whatever that has happened has, it's going to be worse for, it's going to be difficult for anyone to trace those people. So we want him to come and tell us on his plan that he has as a department, and actually tell South Africans who are men and women who are supposed to be dealing with those issues, so that when they come to police stations, they must be taken seriously. And whoever the perpetrators are should be punished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I just wanted to
the issue of the statement, but the statement cannot avoid Manana State.
Mm-hmm.
And Manana of Parliament became the deputy minister. So you cannot talk about somebody outside when you have somebody in your house was beaten woman in the August month and you're not saying anything. The statement should condemn the behavior of the deputy minister and support those that say the action must be taken against her and include that one.
But took us an hour. We were talking about this and echoing all these problems that we have in terms of violence against women. This is someone who has been killed, so that's why we say we should write a statement and as well send those condolences to the family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can have two statements.
Yes. I think we can accept the coincidence that we got that information of Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
I must tell you that too many cases of
we should be
specific with regard to the issue of the raid in Cape Town, but our statement should be generic. We condemn this, but then another way to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
We should not run away from it. It's all over, people are speaking about it, and there's no way that we as a multi-party should not speak about it. Even Barry has spoken about it, so why is it we are running away from it? It's our responsibility to protect the women and children of the.
Ngiyathanda ukuthi kwafika abanye abantu nibe nemizwa umzwana ungekho nje ufike uzosinda namhlanje. Unfortunately, I like present. Yesterday, I went on to say I've done a statement saying that I'm in cover of the industry.
Yes.
But when I think where we said if it is an assistant committee, what about having in a figure?
A dream.
I don't know, what did we call it here?
Interview
of the panel.
Mm-hmm.
Where we would come, our teacher level.
How bad?
Now we are short now.
Oh,
like he said, my bad. I'm not going to give statements to you.
Mm-hmm.
She got this. This statement is someone's done, but that's enough. I don't believe in this thing, you're able to do one or the other. But
you are
here with the diplomat, Papa did them. That's what I said.
No, the chairperson said yesterday she was scared that the statement should not be from her own, but all of us. But we then said that as the steering committee, we are, I mean, Parliament is not 2 years towards the end. So we are at the height, or should I say the climax of our term to end. It's about time that, since that most of the time we cannot do anything as far as women are concerned during Women's Month. We need to have a crash conference.
Okay.
Yes?
Crash conference.
Teacher,
that's what I understand.
Yes, we should have a press conference where all the steering committee members are present and we talk about different issues. Let's talk about what we have agreed on at the beginning. You know, when we signed this term, we had our own goals that we wanted to achieve. Talk about what we have achieved and what we have not achieved. For instance, for the first time in the history of Parliament, we have our day to have women's caucus on Thursday. It's part of the programming, which is a great achievement, and it's something that we've been trying to get. That in one of the Thursdays a week, one month a month, we'll have a multi-party women's caucus. So all women will be able to come to that meeting, because there won't be any other caucuses that day, but just our caucus, which is a great achievement. And we're saying that we should have that as soon as possible. As all the countries in Parliament, they're actually saying, this is where the problem is, this is how we are, and these are the problems that we have been through at the beginning of the term, and this is how we are with those problems. And adding to what the chairperson had a press statement at the beginning of this month, when she was talking about the federations of women, the struggles of women, and where we are now. And we could take some of the notes that she was taking to and emphasize those notes as part of that press conference.
I don't have a problem. Whether it's called that meeting for us to present or what, but what is important is for the multi-party to present a cohesive message out there. Because if you are saying all of us are going to speak, who's our contradictory here, and then become we have a problem. What I would propose, Chair, that we have a statement that will agree. Obviously, that's why there is a chair. The chair will read the statement, and then we'll sit here. Then when it comes to ask questions, then we can then assist in responding questions. Probably if there is a need for that. So that we're giving a coercive message to society. Is it this thing here, Kumbek Manana? Even if we're trying to avoid it, as we're going to debate, opposition will speak about yourself there, very, very, unlike the women of the ANC. Condemn it now. Talk about it, and discourage even other male comrades to behave like what Kumbek Manana has done. So I'm saying you're going to debate, you have a debate, we will like it or not, it will be there, and at that time, that's why I'm super coming out, so this is there, it is there. What? So ourselves, as the ANC, what is important is that when you make a statement, the other news that will come later, they are not heavy than when you keep quiet. And they'll even maybe point to two of you, like chair or say caucus, no women. They are very quiet about this issue, but they are claiming
to
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that will be
So the best way would be, let's have a statement. And is it like, was not done with the, I don't want to swear to God, it was killed by the weapon, who was fired out of the car. So as we do, as this grace says, there are a lot of cases, we must actually condemn the tendency, not in the tendency, that we need to develop or to come up with a program that actually unacts this problem. The problem, why South Africans get so angry that they can kill people? Because for me, it's not an accident, or there is something that inside the South Africans. And Chair, I think one of the things that was not spoke about, generally, you know, there's been program after Truth and Reconciliation. There was a program that needs to be unfolded. Ministers of Arts and Culture are given responsibility to lead social cohesion. These programs are not funded, and we expect this nation just to transform themselves and become normal people after that tension that we come from. So I think those are the things that we start to talk about it and saying this anger seated amongst us. You can even see even ourselves in parliament, you know, we become angry that if it was not was not passage at some point, we're going to move others in that parliament. Yeah.
Why not?
No, that's what I'm saying. The anger itself is explaining something. So we need to be assisted to manage anger. But there is a management. Yes, we need that, all of us. And unfortunately, my mama is a victim, so we must use that victim of the situation.
Is he a victim?
No, of the situation, not of the... A victim of the anger of general society.
I think we're losing the track.
No.
No.
I'm not saying the victim in terms of victim. I'm saying the victim of the situation of South Africa having seated anger.
We're not dealing
with those issues.
And therefore,
the issue of keeping quiet, it will happen even to our children. Because these are South Africans. Let's talk about it and encourage government to develop more program on social cohesion and anger management programs to assist all of us. Because sometimes we back in that house such that we were just helped by who can't pass through where President said. You know, who were saved by that that barricade that we must pass through President. So, and that's not how we must be, because people don't deal with these issues, we'll reach the level of other countries where violence becomes the order of the day. And this is started with our own communities. Let's condemn it. And by not condemn it as society, we must be a program. That's why are we becoming so angry as South Africans to one another. So because the program to resolve our problem in this country was a very good program that we were able to resolve without violence. But you are one of the when something is not going right, the nuns start to point fingers. Like this thing of economic transformation, the way we're bringing it now, is the anger. That we say we are reconciling, we're going to implement this program, there are others that we are not actually interested. So if somebody must push it, you know, it's all these things need to be discussed. Chair, thank you very much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Chair. And you know, Chairperson. I'm sorry to, I tried to clarify, I'm sorry, I'm like, men who need to talk about the problems. You know, when you talk about the an angry society, and which we are, our children, I mean, they are growing up little without fathers. They are growing up very angry. And you can see the way society is behaving, even towards women. These children that look up to their parents every day being beaten up, especially looking at their parents beating up women, and women are crying, not doing anything. They get up being angry, and as they are angry, they then say women are very stupid. So they grow up with that mind that women are stupid. Why can't they defend themselves? And you find, that's why we have, we've never had a problem of having a lot of itabani. You know, yes. We've never had that problem, especially as an African. So you can see, it's not a questionable thing, but it keeps actually saying, why are you not doing anything as women? We are forcing the 50-50 representation. We're forcing it, and but the problem is that we are living in a patriarchal society. Men at the end who need to be at the forefront of everything, economy, politics, and everything, they always find a way of, okay, now we're not working, women are taking everything. So it's part of this thing that we're not talking about. Much as we're talking about 50-50 representation, we're talking about women being, but are we ready as a society? Are we ready as a nation? We are not talking about it. And that's why, by now, they go to an extent of wanting to, they want to be women. To an extent of, I mean, system, you're not writing anything.
No,
I'm not. Can you record it off? Because what I want to say is, I don't think it's parliamentary.
Because you see what we are saying can say, partly it is correct. We spoke about LGBTIs, nobody took responsibility. To see how far and how it offends other people when they don't understand. Here it is, we have it in our hands now. But all these things are our responsibility, and we are not doing what we are supposed to do. ASB in India, when you talk about he for she, what exactly are we saying? He for she, because this is now when we should be talking about he for she. So all these things, we've got a center. How can this do something very good? Exactly. And it doesn't. And it's going to come. We're going to do this statement if we have to. But Rosina, no. We must talk about this thing even in our organization in Yeshele Fane. Exactly. Because Tina, as a deployee, the ANC, she gets her IBQ from our organization. Yes. But if we don't get the correct cue, see, when they have taken it doesn't work. And it is now, because we are in parliament, we are going to be scapegoats. So one of the is in the other is then as a tether with confidence from our organization. We are going to do that and get it. But I find it very strange, very strange. When there's an incident, corners is our tetan and we've got programs, and when we expected we must be ready to teach our people all these things that state and land. But we don't do it. We don't want to justify Utumanana for doing it. It's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong, we don't teach. Others, yes, definitely. But what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
We know all these things. And the Tayaz Uti, other people don't even understand what was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go for operations, men's midwives, how about your mask? And not because they like to. They find themselves in that situation where nothing is. So there's a lot, as I say.
Yes,
Rosie.
I agree with you. But I was just raising this issue because it's a recent issue and we're talking about it because it has happened next door.
Mm-hmm.
But inside the house, it's bad. So I'm saying as we do the statement, we should actually, fortunately the women's league has issued a statement.
Mm-hmm.
The ANC has condemned that. The UP has condemned that. Everybody has condemned that. And
contradicting.
No, I'm saying the Women's League through the SG, there is a statement that condemns and says we are supporting the victims. It's very clear. So what other people talk as they go around, I need to organization. We must agree that our organization, sorry Papa, don't take me.
I just wanted perhaps just to speak to the meeting of the 31st of August. You remember there was the meeting that we were supposed to have last term with the Department of Social Development on the progress on implementing the South African Integrated Program of Action Addressing Violence Against Women and Children.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also speaks to what the steering committee was raising on the gender-based violence. Chair, I've been communicating with the ministry since the 20th of July, trying to secure a confirmation for that day. Even today I was talking to the PLO and I keep getting the same answer that no, the request is with the minister. They are still waiting on your response. Now, you realize that, I've communicated with them a month before, but I'm still getting that response. And we were supposed to have this meeting last term and requested to postpone and which we agreed, but I'm still waiting on a response. And then the second item, which is on the same day, is the one where we're requested the Minister of Police to brief us on the statistics on trafficking in persons, particularly women and young girls, and the measures that they've undertaken to curb the phenomenon of trafficking. We have sent an invitation to them. We are just looking for your response.
I
remember indicated was going to it. But the issue now is that for me to get a confirmation from the officials, which is the challenge that I'm having. But I just wanted for us to note that meeting because it's going to be immediately after the women's conference. Because the women's conference, the workshop is on the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th is the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 31st is our meeting. You'll remember, Chair, we had requested a Thursday once a month, and that has been granted.
Yeah,
and this 31st is the very first of those Thursdays.
Yes.
So that is why I think it's important for us to note it, because if we are requested from the programming for them to give us a test day, now they've given us a test day, I think it's important that we make use of that test day.
And we can do
all
better on that test day.
Commitment.
The conference is after the 28th to the 30th.
Yes.
Okay. The conference.
Yes.
The conference.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Not for the international women.
Oh, but for the study group, yes.
Thank you.